Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 seconds.
August 1942, Ruth Tambara and her husband Earl arrived in St. Paul, Minnesota, with the clothes on their backs and little else. However you looked at it, they'd essentially been evicted from their home, their jobs, their lives in Berkeley, California, because they were Americans of Japanese descent, which, after Pearl Harbor, instantly landed them on the government's list of potential enemies of the state, while most West Coast Japanese Americans were being herded into internment camps so the government could keep an eye on them. The Tambaras and other families were relocated to the Midwest, courtesy of the War Relocation Authority. The couple found lodging with a St. Paul friend, and Ruth, as part of the deal with the Relocation Authority, gave talks to local groups about Japanese Americans. She and her husband Earl also worked tirelessly to help others like them relocate to Minnesota and to resume their educations and careers that had been terminated by anti-Japanese discrimination. In 1943, the Tambaras bought a house in St. Paul, a city Ruth still called home in 2008 when she died, age 100.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.